Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Thank you for tuning in to the Simple Sophisticate Podcast, the show that is part of the Simply Luxurious Life online destination. Visit the blog, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com, to find the show notes for each podcast episode, as well as much more weekly content to elevate your everyday and deepen your contentment. From recipes, motivational posts, videos of the cooking show series, style and decor inspiration, French and British inspired content, and the reader's favorite regular weekly post, This and That, which goes live on the blog every Friday. Now to today's episode. Welcome to the Simple Sophisticate Podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. I'm your host, Shannon Abels. And whether you're listening on your commute, exercising, working in the garden, or sitting down with a hot cup of tea or a cafe au lait, thank you for tuning in. Let's get started. Welcome to the 293rd episode of The Simple Sophisticate. Today in Bend, the dogs and I enjoyed the first snowfall of the season this weekend. And in fact, now we're cozying into the house. Oscar's here in the office taking a nap. Norman's taking his nap after taking the walk with me this morning. But it's just really chilly here, and it's been snowing off and on, and it's been very cozy. Hopefully November is starting off well for you. It felt like we had a gorgeous October and then all of a sudden fall hit for one or two days with beautiful colors. And then the snow came in next. So it's been kind of this lovely little just fairy land world in the sense that you still have the leaves hanging on and the snow is on top of them, and just made for some beautiful walks this weekend. Anyway, what are we talking about today? We're talking about choosing a life you love living each day. And yes, it is possible. I've been reading this book by Marshall Rosenberg, and I've talked about it a few times in the last couple posts and a couple moments, but it's really been helpful. And I cannot recommend it more highly for all sorts of communication you're trying to improve and sort through for yourself and how you navigate through the world. But today I chose chapter 9 from this book, which talks about self-compassion and self-awareness. And it has to do with choosing the life you want. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Before I get to today's full episode on that topic, this week's Petit Plaisir is a fun one. It's a French one, and I can't wait to share it with you. So stay tuned, and I will talk to you more about that at the end of today's episode. Let's get into today's topic. So titled, Choose a Life You Love Living Each Day, and Yes, It Is Possible. I want to begin with a quote from the book I just mentioned, Nonviolent Communication, A Language of Life. Marshall Rosenberg writes, when we speak a language that denies us choice, we forget the life in ourselves for a robotic-like mentality that disconnects us from our own core. Two lives may look like one another, but while one may indeed be fulfilling, the other life could be full of disdain and pain. Choosing to live as we do versus living a life out of an expectation, obligation, avoidance of guilt, approval, to avoid shame, or to gain money is to choose a life of integrity, according to Marshall Rosenberg. When we choose a life of integrity, meaning we've chosen the life we want to live, we are doing it because we want to, not because of any of the factors I just mentioned at the tail end of that list, we discover the ability to tap into our essential and most sincere self. And we enable ourselves to share with the world the gift and talent only we can give, while sharing a list of actions to refrain from taking as to avoid the latter, which would be that life where we are doing it out of obligation or expectation or to avoid pain or guilt or shame or simply to gain money, would certainly simplify how to choose to live. There is no universal list, though, however, because the list of what we choose to do versus what we do out of a feeling of have to will be unique to each of us. How then can we discern the difference? Rosenberg's determining factor is, if the sole motivating force for your actions comes from a place to, quote, simply make life wonderful for others and ourselves, end quote, then we are choosing a life we are living. And that's what we want to do. And the latter, making life wonderful for ourselves, not just others, but ourselves, is perhaps the most important. We must pay attention to our needs. Rosenberg writes, quote, we cultivate self-compassion by consciously choosing in daily life to act only in service to our own needs and values rather than out of duty for extrinsic rewards or to avoid guilt, shame, and punishment, end quote. Understanding fully and completely what our needs are is the homework we must tend to in order to live a life every day that we enjoy living. I cannot, again, highly recommend his book more, and I'll link to it on the show notes, as he delineates clearly and in great detail the common societal pushback to his assertion about choosing how you live versus adhering to a life out of anything but choosing it. The result of any action made void of choice is a deprivation of joy at the very least, and resentment, detestation, misery, anger, and a loss of self and a denial to the world of the uniqueness only you can share at the very worst. We have been taught falsely and ironically selfishly by outside institutions of many sorts to believe choosing and valuing our needs as hedonistic, wrong, and self-absorbed. Primarily, we have accepted such a purported claim because their marketing department, I put that in air quotes, but whatever is pushing their message is skilled in the ways of psychology as they tap into our perceived need to be accepted, to be approved of. However, the needs Rosenberg writes about are fundamental to valuing ourselves and thus living a life of integrity. I want to share with you a quote that speaks to why you do need to seek out a life that you choose for yourself, and it will ultimately radiate out into the rest of the world, benefiting and helping others along the way. Here we go. Quote, in fact, when we do things solely in the spirit of enhancing life for others and ourselves, we find others appreciating us. Their appreciation, however, is only a feedback mechanism confirming that our efforts had the intended effect. The recognition that we have chosen to use our power to serve life and have done so successfully brings us the genuine joy of celebrating ourselves in a way that approval from others can never offer. End quote. When we seek to live a life of choice, we contribute positively to the world. And that means contributing positively to others' lives. And the cycle continues forward as others choose to tap into their unique gifts and talents that contribute positively without expectations, simply out of joy of living the life we have the opportunity to live each day. At the core, we are seeking joy, thus contentment, and both can only be found within. To live a life out of obligation, guilt, to avoid pain, to avoid shame, may be seen as a survival mechanism. You have to do it this way. I have to. I have no other choice. But don't we want to thrive? When we permit ourselves the freedom to fully seek joy in living, to fulfill our unique needs, it becomes far easier to stop the judgment, the comparison, the blame, the criticism, the insults, the put-downs, and the labeling. Why? because we recognize each of these negative and unhelpful behaviors are reactions to living a life void of choice. When we take responsibility for our lives, we take on a weighty task of exploration of our feelings and needs. For so long and in so many cultures, current and past, American and endless others, feelings have been equated to weakness. But human beings have feelings, and when we acknowledge them in ourselves, it is far easier to observe them and communicate healthily and helpfully with others to deepen understanding and to discover empathy. Rosenberg shares, it is empathy that is often the missing ingredient in frayed relationships. Not only an empathy to acknowledge fully and entirely what others are feeling, but an empathy to acknowledge what we are feeling. So being empathetic toward ourselves is often missing as well. And he speaks about in this point that self-negative self-talk, that self-berating, the name-calling to yourself, that's not empathetic behavior. And he speaks about why we've been conditioned to think that's acceptable, why it's the habit that we default to. And it all comes from societal influence. So what do each of us need? Why do we feel pained after a relationship with a loved one we are supposed to have a relationship? Why do we feel hurt and disconnected when we go about tasks we thought we chose of our own free will? Everyone around us applauded when we made said decision, but why doesn't it feel right within ourselves? That's what you need to explore. You have a need that's not being met, Rosenberg argues, and you need to explore what that need is. Each of these and many more feelings are what each of us need to explore to determine how to live a life we love living. Choice is at the heart of living with true contentment. Not obligation, not duty, not to avoid guilt, not to avoid punishment. Choose you and let others choose for themselves as well. The journey forward of both individuals who choose to choose for themselves will be unknown. But when lived by choosing the path, will be fulfilling and full of respect and true love for ourselves and for those we have set free to be who they truly have always been. This was just one chapter, part of 8, but primarily chapter 9 that inspired today's episode. I encourage you to read the entire book. I have, and I'm going to be rereading it and keeping it handy because this is a skill. This is not something we learn immediately, but we can try to keep improving upon how to be a better empathizer toward ourselves as well as others, but in so doing, choosing a life that we love living. And that's who you want to be around. And when I say you want to be around, I'm talking about you want to be around yourself. You want to be with someone. Be someone who enjoys living, doesn't feel begrudged to have to do certain things. And he walks through all of those things that you might feel, I don't want to have to do this, I don't want to have to do that. And some of the things you really drill down, you're like, oh, I do actually want to do this. This is a choice because this is why I'm doing it. This is the actual fundamental component as to why I'm doing it. And so then you realize, okay. And so you just reframe it in your mind. So on the surface, it might seem very self-serving. And in essence, it is. But it's self-serving for the benefit not only of you, but of those you're building relationships with. And we can all benefit from civil, healthy, respectful, kind relationships with each other. And again, he breaks it down much more concretely and much more in detail in his book, Nonviolent Communication, A Language of Life. I'll have a link on the show notes, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast293. And I have a few sponsors I need to introduce you to. But after that, I have a wonderful French petit plaisir I cannot wait to share with you. So I'll be right back. Maybe you haven't always thought of socks as the perfect gift or the perfect way to give back, but actually, Bombas socks were made to give, literally. When you give a pair of super comfortable Bombas socks, you're not only giving someone a gift they'll love, you're also donating a specially designed pair to someone in need. Because for every pair of socks Bombas sells, they donate a pair to someone experiencing homelessness across the U.S. And since socks are the number one most requested clothing item in homeless shelters, the generosity of giving Bombas will make a meaningful impact this holiday season. Bombas are specially engineered to be the most comfortable pair of socks you and everyone on your gift list has ever worn. They spent years perfecting every detail, like eliminating those annoying toe seams, making sure their socks never slip, and creating a special midfoot support system. I have been wearing Bombas for the past 9 months, and they are my go-to sock. I enjoy them when I now go out in the snow. They keep my foot warm and secure, and they don't slip off my feet because they fit my feet. And I wear them around the house as well to keep my toes warm on those chilly mornings. Bombas come in tons of different colors and styles, including athletic performance socks, limited edition holiday socks, dress socks, and socks made from merino wool, a natural fiber that's super warm, incredibly soft, and naturally moisture-wicking. Perfect for cross-country skiing, no? The generosity of Bombas customers has allowed them to donate over 40 million pairs of socks and counting through their nationwide network of 3,000-plus giving partners. Bombas socks are 100% backed for life. If you or anyone you give them to are not happy with them, just reach out to their customer happiness team, who will issue an exchange or refund. So from comfort to kindness and everything in between, Bombas aren't just giveable, they were made to give. This holiday season, go to bombas.com/sophisticate today and get 20% off your first order. That's Bombas, bombas.com/sophisticate and get 20% off your first order. bombas.com/sophisticate. The Simple Sophisticate is also sponsored by wine.com. As many of the listeners of this show know, I recently redid my kitchen. And one of the components, because I have a small kitchen, is I wanted to make sure my wine rack was off the counters to give me more counter space. And so now I have 8 wine holders right above my sink on either side of the sink right next to my stove. I cook a lot and I love cooking with wine. And I wanted to always make sure I had a handful of wines available, ready to pull off my rack right near my stove and cook and then enjoy with the meal that I've just made. Well, wine.com just made it easier to make sure that I could have wine in my house that I knew would be delicious and lovely and also at affordable price for delivery and the wine that I love. Now, many of you may have experienced this. I know when I go into a wine shop, the wall of wine can be a bit daunting. Have you ever experienced that? Standing in the store looking at a wall of wine with no clue where to start or what would pair well with a certain vintage or varietal? That can be frustrating. Well, wine.com is the world's largest wine store, and you will not find a bigger or broader selection of wine anywhere. I love my French wines, as many of you do as well, being Francophiles, and you can select regions from around the world that you want to find the wine you want to enjoy. And then that world of wine is delivered right to your door. Wine.com handles your wine with great care before you even place your order by doing their own warehousing and fulfillment. Adult signature is required, so delivery options are up to you on your schedule. You get to choose what day of the week and when it will arrive, which makes it so much nicer to know that you won't be constantly trying to figure out when it's going to come. Now, you can also have your delivery dropped off to be picked up at one of the thousands of Walgreens, FedEx offices, or other local pickup sites across the nation. Either way, shipping is on your schedule. Now, free shipping year-round comes with a stewardship membership for only $49. There is no minimum purchase. Order only one bottle or order 100 bottles. Shipping will be free every single time. You can use your membership to send gifts throughout the year as well, which is wonderful. And that also includes that free shipping with the stewardship membership. Now, if you don't know what to choose, wine.com is the only site to offer extensive free professional ratings and tasting notes. Whether you're a novice or an expert, live chat with wine experts to help you find the perfect bottle for every occasion. And there's an easy filter to sort by price, vintage, varietal, region, and many more. I sincerely have enjoyed subscribing to wine.com because having had the opportunity to experience their selection, I went to the French region, I picked out a Chateau Neuf de Pape, and I also picked a Chablis from Burgundy. It was just lovely to see these varietals and vintages at a range of prices and also know exactly what I'm getting. And I'm looking forward to having this subscription as I go about keeping my wine rack stocked just enough for both cooking and enjoying with my meals. So as a simple, sophisticated listener, get this. You have the opportunity to get $30 off your first order. Go to wine.com/simple. That's how easy it is. And you'll get $30 off your first order. That's wine.com/simple and enjoy $30 off of your first order. This week's Petit Plaisir was a surprise to me this last Friday. I was so tickled to come across it. I came home after the week of work, had made myself a nice comfort dinner, and I turned on my Netflix because I was about ready to start watching the Great British Bake Off or baking show. And I see that a new episode, a special new episode, was available to be enjoyed from the series The Hookup Plan or Plan Cour, which I have included here as a petit plaisir previously. It's a French comedy series of 30-somethings in Paris, and it's a fantastic, fun, lighthearted story of French relationships and all the different components that are tied into them, and it all centers around these two friends trying to hook up their good friend, and it just all goes awry. But the petit plaisir this week is that they have a new episode because the first two seasons have already been done and shot and been aired, but they just launched a new episode that's 49 minutes long, so about two for one. So normally their episodes are about 20 minutes long, and it's called The Lockdown Plan. So it's still part of the series, but it is their seventh episode of season two, and it's called When Their Plan to Spend COVID-19 Quarantine Together Unravels, the friends grapple with the challenge of being cut off from each other and the world. So here is more information on this episode.
Ça va? T'es pas en train de sauver le monde en faisant des cakes?
Non. Vous avez décidé de confiner sans moi, donc maintenant...
Hasta la vista, bande de p***.
Restez chez vous, sauvez des vies pendant au moins 15 jours, c'est l'annonce entre l'épidémie de coronavirus...
On ne baisse pas entre nous, on n'est pas dans les petits mouchoirs. D'ailleurs, c'est dangereux.
Non, alors justement, non, parce que ça passe par la salive. Donc je pense que la levrette, c'est jouable.
Milou, je crois que t'as pas compris. On est en situation d'urgence, là.
On pourrait faire des cakes.
D'accord. Restez chez vous. Sauvez des vies. Faites des cakes.
Out of sight, not out of mind.
Les filles. Pas été une très bonne amie récemment.
Ce virus, il nous pousse à nous refermer sur nous-mêmes. Il doit bien y avoir un moyen de le niquer en faisant quelque chose de bien, ensemble.
So again, this idea of these three good friends and how do they stay connected even though they are separated due to the French regulations to stay at home and stay inside. So again, that's on Netflix, The Hookup Plan. This extra episode of season two, they're calling it season to episode 7. You'll find it now available on Netflix. I hope you've enjoyed this week's Petit Plaisir, where each week ideas are shared to make the everyday all the more enjoyable. Tune in at the end of each episode where I'll recommend a book, a film, a show, a recipe, anything that is a simple pleasure to satiate your sophisticated taste. Be sure to check out the show notes for all the information we just talked about today, the link to the episode, a link to the book. And you can find that at thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast293. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm wishing you a wonderful day. I'll be back next Monday with a new episode. Bonne journée. Thank you for tuning in to the Simple Sophisticate Podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. For more ideas and inspiration throughout the week, visit the blog, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com, or pick up my latest book, Living the Simply Luxurious Life, Making Your Everydays Extraordinary and Discovering Your Best Self, now available on Audible and wherever audiobooks are sold, as well as in paperback and ebook versions. You can also pick up my first book, Choosing the Simply Luxurious Life, A Modern Woman's Guide, which is also available in paperback, ebook, and as an audiobook as well. To stay caught up on the most recent episodes of the podcast, blog post, the cooking show, and receive exclusive news as well as an extra dose of inspiration to jumpstart your weekend, subscribe to the Simply Luxurious Life's free weekly newsletter, which arrives in your inbox each Friday to enjoy with a hot cup of tea or cup of morning coffee. Until next Monday, I'm your host, Shannon Abels. Buongiorno!
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.